Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
In this Best of the Pigskin Dispatch episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss Ernie Never's big Thanksgiving game and a controversial Yale versus Princeton tilt, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary stories. We thank Chris Lawton for his fine contributions to the Grey Cup games in today's edition of the Football History Headlines. Stay tuned.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and these are your November 29th football history headlines. So let's get right at it. We'll start off in 1894 in Montgomery, Alabama, as the third Iron Bowl ever was played, as Alabama whitewashed the Auburn Tigers 18-0. November 29th, 1913, at the AAA grounds in Hamilton, the fifth Grey Cup game was played and had the Hamilton Tigers thwarting the Toronto Parkdale team 44-2, what is the second largest of margin of victory in a Grey Cup final per the OnThisDay.com webpage story. November 29th, 1924, at Varsity Stadium in Toronto, Queen's University wins a third straight Grey Cup championship by defeating the Toronto Balmy Beach squad in just their first season by the tune of 11-3 per the CFLpedia.com website. November 29th, 1934, in what was a game of firsts for the Bears that traveled to the Motor City, this is a memorable contest. According to the WorthPoint.com story, it is the first time that an NFL game was played in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day, as well as the first national broadcast of an NFL game, as NBC Radio put it in every living room in the country. The game itself was a dandy between these two rivals as the Chicago Bears squeaked by the Detroit Lions 19-16, with the legend Bronco Nagurski scoring the winning TD for the Bears in a thriller. November 29, 1941, at Varsity Stadium in Toronto, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers edged out the Ottawa Rough Riders 18-16 for their third championship in the 29th edition of the Grey Cup. The Riders missed on a crucial field goal attempt with just 4 minutes remaining that may have changed the outcome of the game, per the Blue Bombers webpage. November 29, 1947, Varsity Stadium. The Toronto Argonauts took home their third straight and eighth overall title as they escaped the stadium with a close 10-9 victory over the Calgary Stampeders for the CFLHOF.ca website. November 29, 1952, at Varsity Stadium, Toronto, it was the Toronto Argonauts again who showed their mettle with a record 10th championship as they squashed the Edmonton Eskimos 21-11 in the 40th playing of the Grey Cup, according to TheStar.com. Now for some Iron Bowl action. November 29th, 1952, at Legion Field in Birmingham, the 17th Iron Bowl held saw the Alabama Crimson Tide crushing the hopes of the Auburn Tigers with a 21-0 victory, per the OnThisDay.com website. November 29th, 1958, at Empire Stadium in Vancouver, the 46th play-in of the Grey Cup final was played, and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers took home their fourth title as they beat the Hamilton Tiger Cats 35-28 for the CFL Championship. You can find more details about some of these matchups, these games, at the 99yards.com website. November 29th, 1958, at Legion Field in Birmingham, the 23rd meeting of the Auburn Tigers and the Crimson Tide of Alabama took place in the Iron Bowl. Auburn held off the Alabama 11 in a tight one, 14-8, per the AL.com story. November 29th, 1960, Navy halfback Joe Bellino takes home the hardware as he is awarded the 26th Heisman Trophy. Heisman.com informs us that Joe was the first winner of the prestigious trophy as he ran for 834 yards and 15 touchdowns for the Naval Academy. Bellino crossed the goal line stripe three additional times by catching the ball, all in an outstanding season for the midshipman running back. In case you couldn't tell, it's Iron Bowl season for the SEC matchup between Alabama and Auburn over the years, and we're going to cover five of them right now that happened on November 29th. We'll start off in 1969 at Legion Field in Birmingham. Auburn beat Alabama 49-26 in the 34th Iron Bowl game. Then the same date, 1974 at Allegiant Field, the 39th play of the Iron Bowl, had the Crimson Tide come out on top 17-13 over the Tigers. The 1975 matchup, the 40th in Iron Bowl history, had Alabama dominating the game as they blanked Auburn 28-0 in Birmingham. November 29th, 1980 at Legion Field in Birmingham. The Crimson Tide outmatched the Tigers of Auburn once again in a 34-18 final score in this edition of the Iron Bowl. Then the 1986 squad had Legion Field as the place, and the 51st Iron Bowl proved to be better team in that season. It was the Auburn Tigers as they knocked off their SEC rivals, the Alabama Crimson Tide, by the score of 21-17 in a close one. November 29th, 1986, Notre Dame kicker John Carney's walk-off field goal propelled the Irish to a 38-37 win over USC, per the IrishLegends.com website. November 29th, 1987, at BC Place in Vancouver, in the 75th playing of the CFL Grey Cup, it was the Edmonton Eskimos who hung up their 10th championship banner as they got past the Toronto Argonauts team for a 38-36 win as the kicker Jerry Couric's last-second field goal in this white-knuckle contest. Now let's take a break from our football history headlines for just a moment. Focus in on that subscribe button on the Embed player. Click it so you get all the podcasts released right to you as soon as we release them. Also, you can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Right now, I've got a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
Now, how about some NFL action? November 29th, 1987. San Francisco quarterback Joe Montana completed 22 consecutive passes to set an NFL record. Montana did it against a pretty tough Cleveland Browns defense, too, making it all the more remarkable, though the West Coast offense he ran was based on the dink-and-dunk throws underneath the coverage. The LA Times covers all the action in their day after the game article, where the Niners defeated the Browns 38-24. That same day, November 29th, 1987, the New Orleans Saints' 20-14 victory over the Steelers in Pittsburgh assured the long-suffering franchise their first winning season. The game came down to the goal line stand with less than 4 minutes left to play, and it can be seen on a YouTube video that we have posted on our website, pigskindispatch.com. November 29th, 1992, at the Sky Dome in Toronto, the Calgary Stampeders got past the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 24-10 with the help of an impressive performance by MVP quarterback Doug Flutie, who went 33-49 for 480 yards and two touchdowns in the 80th Grey Cup Final. For the CFL Championship, per the amp.com dotter.ppua. November 29, 2008, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. In the 73rd version of the Iron Bowl, the Crimson Tide of Alabama dominated those Tigers from Auburn 36-0, per the OnThisDay.com website. It was Alabama's first win in the series in 7 years. November 29, 2009, at McMahon Stadium in Calgary, the 97th Grey Cup saw the Montreal Alouettes come from behind to beat the Saskatchewan Roughriders 28-27 on a 33-yard Damon Duvall field goal as time runs out. The full coverage of the story can be found by our friends at the 99yards.com website. We have a link for that on our pigskindispatch.com in this article. November 29, 2014, at Tuscaloosa, Alabama. In a high-scoring affair, per the OnThisDay.com website, the 79th version of the Iron Bowl was played as Alabama beat Auburn 55-44 in a game that had the folks asking, "Where is the defense?" November 29, 2015, at Investors Group Field in Winnipeg. Our friends at 99yards.com once again have the game coverage for this 103rd playing of the CFL Grey Cup, as it was the Edmonton Eskimos who outlasted the Ottawa Redblacks 26-20 for their 14th championship banner. Unbelievably, for this November 29th, we have only one Hall of Fame birthday to celebrate, and that's the great Florida end Dale Van Sickle, who was born on this day in 1907. Per the NFF's bio, Dale Van Sickle was a swift and sure-handed receiver on offense and a gifted defensive player as well. During his three seasons with the Gators, they won 23 of 29 games, and Van Sickle became Florida's first All-American and first Hall of Fame inductee. The National Football Foundation invited Dale Van Sickle into their College Football Hall of Fame in 1975. After graduation, Van Sickle joined the staff at Florida, serving as an assistant in football and basketball for the 1930 and 1931 seasons. If you like this podcast today, well, we got more tomorrow on the football history headlines for November 30th, so make sure you join us by subscribing, by emailing us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and getting on our email list, or subscribing to the sportshistorynetwork.com to see this podcast and some other great ones on sports history. But in tomorrow's episode, we're going to talk about the AFL naming its first commissioner, the Cleveland Bulldogs win the 1924 NFL championship, and we look at the great Bo Jackson on his birthday bio, all coming up tomorrow, so don't miss it. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.